Today's between master and disciples, saintly scientists and other exceptional people helping the world will be presented in English with subtitles in Arabic, Oleksese or Vietnamese, Bulgarian, Chinese, Czechoslovak, English, French, German, Hindi, Hungarian, Indonesian, Italian, Japanese, Korean, Malay, Mongolian, Persian, Polish, Portuguese, Punjabi, Russian, Spanish, and Thai. Österreich steuert in seiner Geschichte mit seinem kulturellen Umfeld eine Menge zu Kunst und Wissenschaft bei. Österreich ist auch die Geburtsstätte vieler weltberühmter Komponisten, wie zum Beispiel Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Josef Haydn, Franz Schubert, Anton Bruckner, Johann Strauss Senior, Johann Strauss Junior und Gustav Mahler. Die Österreicher sind spirituelle Menschen und 1867 wurde die Religionsfreiheit als verfassungsmäßiges Recht erklärt. Eine Umfrage von 2005, an der 8000 Menschen aus ganz Europa teilnahmen, zeigte, dass Österreich zu den Nationen gehört, deren Bevölkerung den stärksten Glauben an Gott hat. Mit ihrem aufrichtigen Wunsch nach Wissen und der Erfahrung des Reichs Gottes luden Österreicher die höchste Meisterin Qinghai bei mehreren Gelegenheiten in ihr Land ein, damit sie mit ihnen ihre Weisheit und Erkenntnisse teile. Wir laden Sie nun ein, einem Gespräch zu lauschen zwischen der höchsten Meisterin Qinghai und unseren Vereinsmitgliedern in Österreich mit dem Titel Heilige Wissenschaftler und andere außergewöhnliche Leute, die der Welt helfen, vom 28. Februar 2008.
Supreme Master Qinghai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
How are you?
Fine.
I decided I reward the new, you know, early birds. Yeah? Oh, that's good. That's good. I just have one tea, okay? Are you okay? You're not cold?
No.
Sit so near each other, I'll be cold. And put me here alone, huh? Okay. So you came early for work, yeah? Some of you, huh? Most of you, huh? Bravo. How always woman more than men, look at it. Yeah? And somebody said, woman cannot become Buddha. Funny. Funny talk, huh? They all say that, so I try. See how it goes. It went well. Just a little bit too, I don't know. You know, traveling, dusty, huh? And hotel in the city, you know? You know how I love hotel. And especially hotel in the middle of the city. Wow. Like a wonderland, you know? Yeah. It makes me wonder all the time how people live there. Laughing. Why are you laughing at me, huh? Hmm? What?
I'm the same.
Yeah, the same. It's a wonderland, huh? Hotel in the middle of city, you know? You cannot open the window because there's a window right next to you. In front of you, you know? Right in front of your nose, yeah. And if you open the aircon, it's so noisy, yeah? And the smoke from all the room also can generously be shared, you know, by your room, yeah? They say no smoking in the other room, but the aircon, I think they're all connected, you know? Especially when you go into the bathroom, then you smell the whole neighborhood.
some of the tragic tolls of tobacco. 5.4 million smoking-related deaths per year worldwide. Tobacco use kills one person every 6 seconds. Smoking-related costs, $193 billion U.S. dollars annually in the United States alone. Depression, light and mild cigarettes, just as harmful, causes cancer and diseases in animal companions. Harms lung cell DNA that regulates breathing. Speeds the aging process. Toxic residues of third-hand smoke. Heart disease, coronary thrombosis, cerebral thrombosis, kidney failure.
Cancer. Mouth, liver, breast and colorectal cancer.
Lung cancer, esophagus cancer, kidney cancer, bladder cancer. Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, emphysema, bronchitis. Stroke. Impotence.
Additional harms for exposure to secondhand smoke. 600,000 deaths worldwide each year.
Childhood arteriosclerosis, leading to heart attacks and strokes in adulthood.
Sudden infant death syndrome. More than 80% of the babies who die are exposed to secondhand smoke.
Infertility, miscarriages, and premature deliveries. Childhood asthma, bronchitis, ear infection. Cleft lip or palate. Hyperactivity and aggression in asthmatic boys. Circulatory problems in women.
Lung damage in children leading to adult emphysema. Lung cancer in non-smoking restaurant servers. Hearing loss across all frequencies. Childhood behavioral problems when exposed while in the womb.
Plus more. For help quitting, please visit For more information, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/killers.
Long time no see, nothing new? Anybody have something new? I give you 2 cakes. Yeah. Special. Anything new? You're so used to getting everything free, from now you have to earn it. Yeah, it's a new system, baby. No new? If no news, I just take it down in my room and eat it all by myself. Hmm? Yeah? Want a cake?
I already paid all that.
You pay all that? How much was it? $2?
At home it is much more better, and thank you very much.
What is better?
At home.
Yes.
It is much more better.
Oh.
Relationship and everything.
Wow.
It changed so miraculous.
Yo.
Since Christmas night.
Wonderful.
Thank you very much.
You tell the truth or it's... come here. I like that very much. I like this kind of woman, yeah, who tell the truth. Nothing but the truth. Yeah, you sit there.
Thank
wow,
you.
Look even sexy. Maybe the clothes have changed the relationship at home. Okay, what else? How much is the debt that you pay and how did you do it?
I sold one property.
Yes.
And paid
the other.
Bravo.
Very good. Yeah. Well, I have two when you should have one, you know, and paid.
Yeah.
So now you're free, huh?
Yes.
What did husband say?
He is happy also.
Yeah.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, super. Yeah. Then give him one also. Yeah. Told you, yeah? No need to have so many things. You know, you spread yourself too thin, yeah? And it's really a burden when you have to take care of so many, even if you have somebody else come and help you, you know? You still have to tell him what to do. And there's a tax and bills, you know? Oh, okay. Very good. Very smart. Anybody else did the same stuff? No.
Good news.
Okay, okay. The woman first, okay, and after. Make sure. Second and third. Okay, what? Now the cake is hot, right?
Okay, tell me. I'm
all ear. I put in here, like everybody else. Yeah. Special, even if it's a good news, I put it in. It's here. It's getting better all the time. Okay, tell me, baby love. Tell me. Yeah.
Yes.
Tell me. See, I have three different kind of pocket. One is outside. The second layer, yeah. Uh-huh. See that? And, Now, it depends on what kind of news, yeah? You get from which pocket? It's getting closer all the time. Yeah, tell me.
Yes, we made the same stuff to have more time and also to pay the debt. And then we had enough money to repair our roof. Then we need less oil to heat in the winter.
That's right.
And so we have less pollution. And we change also our electricity with... energy, so it's also less pollution.
Oh. Mm. Sun energy can heat your room also?
For electricity.
Oh, at least something, huh?
Yeah.
Very cool.
And it's possible in Germany to change now because there are possibilities.
Yeah. I wish all the nation do this. And quick. We have only a couple of years, really, to do this.
And it's less expensive.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Yes.
Sometimes people think this is much more expensive.
No, it's not. And in the long run even, it's cheaper. Yeah. Wow, that's very cool. In Spain, I think, if you make solar energy for yourself, and if you don't use it all, you can sell it back to the government.
Yes, it's the same, and you have much more money than it's sold.
Very wise government in Spain, you know. In Spain, they have a lot of sun, huh? Okay, I bought some solar panels. I didn't have a chance to install it yet, you know, and it cost me a lot to bring, rent a big truck to take all this big solar, heavy solar energy, you know. I bought it because I have a house in a sunny place, yeah. We have so much work with the dogs and the birds and Supreme Master TV, you know, all day we're busy, you know. Busy, so we need manpower as well, you know. Very difficult to immediately install something like that, but we will have to do soon, huh? Okay. Yeah, and not to talk about that, in some country you have to ask for permission. I don't know, but some country, okay, some country you just do it, you know, no problem. Some country you ask for permission. Okay. So what else did you do? How did you do that?
Yeah, we thought to make something with that money good for the environment, and therefore we isolated the roof to need less oil to heat.
Yes.
And it's very...
it's much warmer.
Very good now.
Yeah.
We feel it. You have not so much to heat.
Yes. If you cannot install more draft-proof window, you can put some silicone around the edge and all that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or put some plastic sheet on it, and after winter you try to roll it and you store it, and next winter use again. Yes. In Canada they do that. In winter there's already ready-made, you know, size, and you just put on the window and stick, and it stick on the four corner. Mm. Yeah, you can feel the draft, you know, like going through between the glass door or window and the plastic, you know, it puff up very big, you know. Can you imagine all that going to your house? Yeah. It will cost a lot of energy, hey? You know, heater. Yeah. So.
And we have also much more time.
Why much more time?
To have a little center in Freiburg.
Oh, money is time, right? Time is money. Okay, good. Yeah. Anyone else? Yeah, the guy there. Hello, Tim.
You know my name.
Huh?
You know my name, that's nice. There's a professor that I've been looking into and following for quite a few years, and he has invented something back in the 1950s, a free energy device.
Yes.
And it's only recently that this technology is, it seems like your grace has allowed this to proceed further, and he's now set up a company in Thailand. Mm-hmm. And he's even got a site on the internet on YouTube.
Yes.
Where he's got a working model of this free energy device.
Mm-hmm.
And it's absolutely incredible what it can do.
Yes.
It's relatively cheap.
Yes, yes, yes. I have seen some in some scientific magazine. You can buy them, actually. It's just, oh, I wish I had more manpower. We can do a lot of stuff, you know. Yeah, and so what did you do about that?
Well, I'm writing a script on it at the moment for SMTV.
That's good. We can do that and tell everybody where to buy such thing. Free energy, you know, Tesla style is always good. Yeah. Very good. So, is that for cake or it's just...
He also had... he made like a type of UFO back in the 1950s as well.
What is that?
A UFO.
He did?
Yeah.
A small one, so experiment?
Quite a big one. He put on a display for the biggest airline company at the time, uh-huh. Boeing.
Yes.
And they said they weren't interested unless he could put someone inside the... Because mm-hmm. at that time it was remote control.
Yes, yes.
And it travels very, very fast.
Like, yes, yes, yes. Wow.
And this is using the same free energy technology.
Wonderful. Yes, yes.
And he also said that when you are around this device, because when it spins around very fast and it attracts, I think science calls it negative ions, which are actually very good for you.
Yes.
And he said he didn't need to sleep.
Yes.
And he had an injury and it healed all of his broken jaw and everything just by being around it.
It heals all.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And negative ions.
And it costs nothing whatsoever to use it. And
costs nothing to use it.
You can use it
in buy, no?
Pardon?
Cost how much to buy it? Or can we build ourselves?
Yes, and you
come over here. Come
he
over here.
Came
it's exciting. I like that.
I see.
Come here, come here. And then. Yeah, sit down. Talk to me.
I went to the lecture in New Zealand.
You went to New Zealand.
Yes, I'm from New Zealand. He came to New Zealand.
Yes.
And he said that you could make this device for approximately £500.
Yes, that's it.
Yeah, because he
can we make it ourselves? Yeah. You know, I have some clip from the paper magazine. You know those scientific magazine that I like, and they talk about a lot of those things. You know, free energy, how to change your car into water user. You know, and all that. You know, just no need to. Petrol and anything, even just use water and all that. If we just buy those devices, we can install it. But it needs some scientific-minded people, you know, some people who is passionate about science and try to fumble around. You know, I really love all that. I save some, but I never had a chance to experiment or buy them or to do it myself. You know, maybe we can do that. Are you good at mechanics?
A little.
A little only.
For you, I would be good. With a lot of help.
Huh?
With a lot of help from you.
Yeah. Okay, maybe you can invite that guy to come.
He's almost 80 years old.
Oh, God. So,
but the incredible thing about him is he was born deaf.
Yeah, and now he hears?
No. Not that incredible. Uh-huh. But, I mean, the things that he has achieved through, you know, even though he's deaf.
Without the he's faculty. Oh. We'll never know what he hears inside, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Okay, my God. But 80 years old, he still can go.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I love science.
I think he came to Glastonbury in the UK just maybe last year or something.
Yeah, but so I don't know how to contact him. I don't know him.
I emailed him yesterday.
Okay.
And he wrote back today saying that we're welcome to use anything from his website for SMTV.
No, please come and show us.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. We also show this on Supreme Master TV, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have to probably go and interview him.
Right.
Or invite him to some place and then we can meet him and interview him and all that.
Okay.
Treat him nice, you know, because you never know when he go, this kind of
he's a real saint and he's
talent.
Tried so long to get this technology out. He's had such a terrible life.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
He was fostered out as a child because his family was very poor.
Yeah.
And then he suffered a lot of abuse. And all walks of life, everywhere he went, people treated him very bad.
Oh, terrible. We have to treat him nicely before he go.
Yeah, he's a saint.
He deserves it.
He's very noble.
Okay, if you can, you know, we go and accompany him, bring him somewhere.
Sure,
yeah?
I'm sure.
And we treat him nice until he go.
That sounds lovely. Yes. I think he deserves it.
He deserves it. If such a person, we have to treasure him, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, not because he does things, but it's because I'm very interested, I'm very passionate about science stuff. Free energy and all that's always interested me, you know, and I loved it so much. One more cake.
Thank you, Master. Thank you.
No, it helps the world as well. Maybe we
could change the world overnight. You can use it in your house.
Yes, yes.
A car.
Yeah.
Any form of transport.
Wonderful, wonderful. We have to make a program out of that.
Okay. It's not well enough.
Never mind. It's good, it's good. Okay. Contact.
Thank you for giving us chance to
talk about it. And if he's too old or he cannot, we go there or we ask somebody there to accompany him here.
I'm sure he'll be here.
My God, how many genius do you have?
Wow.
Well, because of that, I give you this.
That's awesome.
Okay. I'm happy. Good. All right. So you do anything else before? Oh, free gift all the time. Okay, never mind. Oh, that's wonderful. But would he come?
I'm sure he would.
Oh, tell him just come and be our family, that's it. You know?
He sees us all as his brothers.
Yeah, and then we can support him, whatever his invention, whatever we can to support it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Yes.
I don't know how much he needs, but whatever we can, you know?
Okay.
He's such a genius, you know? I love scientists who are helpful to the world. Maybe you can save the world with him.
I think so.
So you can have more candy during the rest of your life. Wow, that's a very good news, Tim.
Yes, thank you, Master.
Mucho gracias.
Thank you.
I'm sorry I can't go further, okay, guys? Whoever don't have, please come here. Okay? So you settle down in London now?
Yes, Master. Sorry.
You can do that?
Yes.
Okay. They don't say nothing?
No.
Okay, cool. Oh, I can, guys. It happened. Anything else left?
No.
Okay. You bring this and let them have a little bit. The one who behind there I cannot reach.
Okay, thank you very much.
Whoever don't have, just take what you need. Take what you need. It's a celebration for good news. From now it's like that. Either you earn it or it must be some good news. Worth celebrated. Yeah? So that you can profit from it. No, not that you just sit here and waiting for free candies. Huh? Or maybe you have good experience, you know? Like you meditated well, you develop more in your spiritual practice and prove it to me. Yeah? And then maybe you earn it. Okay? And you're laughing at. You think I'm joking, huh? So used to would be in sport. From now it's like that, huh? Yeah. So, anyway. You know, like... No, the one before. The one who also been neglected. He's the one who discovered free energy, remember? Tesla style, yes. And then they just cover it up, you know, because electric company, whatever, I don't know, at that time, you know, jealousy, business, you know, otherwise our world wouldn't have been like this right now, you know? It would have been much, much better, yeah? No fighting for oil, you know, no war for petrol, and this stuff. At least, yeah? And less bad karma, huh? Less, yeah. Less than this. Well, he discovered himself, or did he develop it from Tesla?
No, he started having dreams when he was four and a half years old.
Yeah, that's how, right?
Okay. Help the Buddha.
Okay, wonderful. He must be from the higher planet, you know? Being deaf is nothing compared to have ears when not he listen. Yeah, sometimes the deaf person, because he doesn't hear outside world too much, so he's not disturbed, you see? Oh, what is so nonsense we're hearing every day anyway? What's worth hearing except the inner voice of God, right? What's more worth hearing from this world? You may go, honey. You may go. Go, go, go. Yeah. Yeah. Go there. Right there. Sometimes the blind person and the deaf person, they have developed more sharp insights, yeah, and intuitive knowledge, yeah, and they can see things without eyes, they can hear without ears, you know, and maybe because being deaf, he's not, you know, susceptible to any gossip or bad news or any stuff like that, yeah? Yeah, you always heard that the blind people, they're very sharp, you know, intuition, yeah. And the deaf also, huh? They're very good. Yeah. Yeah. Right, we don't have to use ear to hear anyway, you know? Anyway, he must have been deaf for some reason. Like, God takes something to give something better. Who knows? Yeah, all right. Okay, thanks for the good news. That make my day.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, they told me we have about a few hundred, 300-400 people, but only 70 coming. For worker, yes, you know. So I said, okay, these are good ones. I go and have a look at them. Otherwise, I will see everybody tomorrow. Not everyone are here yet, you know. But the early comer, a good one, eh? Early bird, hey? Okay, that's it, all gone. In the outer pocket, all gone. Yeah. Wow. Any other good news? Yeah, got. Okay, after.
Fürsorgliche Zuschauer, wir schätzen Ihre Gesellschaft bei der heutigen Episode von Zwischen Meisterinnen und Schülern. Bitte seien Sie am Samstag wieder bei uns zum zweiten Teil unserer Sendung mit dem Titel Heilige Wissenschaftler und andere außergewöhnliche Leute, die der Welt helfen. Nun folgt die Welt der Tiere unserer Mitbewohner. Als nächstes gleich nach bemerkenswerte Nachrichten. Wir wünschen allen Wesen auf unserem Planeten viel Segen. Caring viewers, your company is appreciated for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Please join us again on Saturday for part 2 of our program entitled Saintly Scientists and Other Exceptional People Helping the World. And now, Animal World, our co-inhabitants, is coming up next, right after Noteworthy News. Wishing much blessings for all beings on our planet.
Supreme Master Ching Hai's lectures are not a complete meditation instruction. Please do not try alone. For free of charge guidance, please visit www.godsdirectcontact.org or contact any of our centers near you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD